Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen to, you can watch. Whatever you got on your mind, however you like to receive that information, we've got something that can help you with you at our small business. We have our website, small business website, I should say. We update it every single day, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dr. Tim Urban is our guest. He's the author of Derailed. That's the new book. And also Run with the Bulls is another one. Actually, two books in that series. Tim, thanks again for hanging out with us. You're talking about how leaders should behave when things are not going as swimmingly as you would like for them to. And you, in the previous segment, you gave us a couple of good examples of what to do. Be decisive. Make sure let folks know that you got a plan. And then bring your team in. Let them contribute. What's the third one?
Jim, the third one is trust. First, you've got to set direction. You got to be clear with your team about where you're going, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, when. The other point, though, is that you've got to provide an opportunity for your team to really get engaged with this. Let them get their fingerprints all over this plan. Let them, very often, if they know where they're going, they can do a better job of helping you get there. They can figure out the best mm-hmm. how to get there. But the third thing is trust. People have really got to trust you, and trust flows out of two things. One is competence. You got to be good at what you're doing. You got to be competent. The second thing, though, is your character. And that's, as you know, Jim, that's what I write about mainly in my books, mm-hmm. this whole dimension of character. You've got to be trustworthy. And all the people that I've ever studied who derailed in their jobs didn't fail because of lack of competence. These people were right. often rock stars.
Right.
They were rock stars of these big companies who had tremendous influence. Where they failed, though, was a breach of their character.
Well, a lot of people want trust, but they don't they're not necessarily trustworthy, as you say. You use that word. And trust is well, and we've talked about this on the show a lot, Tim, with a couple of the top trust experts in the world, and you know, they both of them say that trust is the foundation of everything. Think about it.
It absolutely is.
It's the foundation of our existence, if you think about it, isn't it?
Well, there's no question. And when you're leading a team, especially in difficult times, people have to trust you. They may not have all the answers. You may not have all the answers. But the fact is, you've got to have this trusting relationship. And so really, trust grows out of your character. It's something that comes out of you. The people have to feel that you're a trustworthy person, that you have integrity. The four elements of trust that I think are critically important are that you're authentic, that you have humility, that people know that you can regulate yourself. In other words, that you're not going out there and doing all these ridiculous things.
Right, right.
Those are the key elements. That they've got to know that you're trustworthy.
Well, and so also, one of the things that they need, especially in a small business where things are, you know, get pretty fluid sometimes, they've got to be able to trust that when the company is presented with something that maybe we didn't expect, maybe it's a surprise, or maybe your dealings with them individually, something comes up, whatever it may be, or whatever you say to them, they have to believe that you're going to be consistent, that you're going to have the capacity to handle that, but you're also going to respond consistently, not one way one day and another way the next day.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's part of that trust equation is that sense of consistency that they know who they're dealing with. That's part of authenticity.
Right.
Authenticity says, "Hey, I am who I am. I'm the real thing."
And the reason I think that's important is some people might say, well, I don't know why people don't trust me. I'm trustworthy. I'm a nice person. Okay, you may be, but if you're not consistent in your decision-making, people can't trust that, and that's a big deal.
Exactly. The other element of character that I think is so important is courage. And when you run a business, when you have other people who are depending on you for a paycheck, you got to show some courage sometime. And that's what leadership ultimately is about, is that is having the courage to put in place a plan. You know, I was aware of a business that a friend of mine ran, and the guy was, he was changing the plan every couple hours. I mean, it's like, you know, that's no way to run a business. You've got to engage in a plan. It's not to say you lock in forever, but you don't want to be changing that plan every hour like these people were.
Well, that's the key, and that's the hard part, really, Tim, is knowing when to change, when not to change. You know, and you, as you say, you can't be flighty, as my grandmother would have said, and be all over the place. But you also have to know when it's time to make a difference, to make a change.
And that's what courage is about. Courage is saying, and very often the leader sees the need to change before everybody else. People will say to him, well, look, things are going okay. Why are we changing? Well, the leader often has to look out ahead and say, you know, this is not ultimately going to get us where we want to go. And then you have to have the courage to change in that situation.
Right. But go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the three things again is direction, opportunity to engage the team, and trust. Those are the three big items when we're in tough times.
Direction, engage your people, and trust.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tim, give us the website again, please.
It's Dr. Tim Irwin, Irwin with an I, I-R-W-I-N, or follow me on Twitter at Dr. Tim Irwin.
All right. Check it out, folks. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back.
Jim, great to be with you.
We'll see you next time. Tim Irwin, folks. Dr. Tim Irwin. The book is called Derailed, and he's got a new book coming out. By the way, Tim, is that free assessment still on your website?
We have several free assessments.
Check them out, folks. They're nice.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.